Blog Talk Radio.
Remember my name as I flow through your life. We're live tonight. It is the, you know what it is. You know what the name of the show is. Why do I, if you don't know what the name of the show is, why don't we, if I have to tell you the name of the show, you got some fucking problems with your life. Sorry. You know, I went to broadcasting school, and I keep trying to break these habits. But I keep wanting to tell you the weather and the time and the date. Anyways, we are here in Las Vegas tonight. We are roaming around in the Bronco tonight. We're looking for aliens. Aliens have been spotted down the road, not far away. An alien craft has crashed into a back of a Mexican-American's machine shop. Him and his children were working on their truck. And an alien spacecraft came smashing down into their backyard. And I'm like, all right, I've heard this bullshit before. We've heard it before. Actually, we've heard it 1,000 times. I'm like, well, where's the photos? Everybody's got a fucking door cam ring. The cops have got, there's cameras everywhere. Somebody's had to see this crashing sphere coming down, spaceship. The looks of it looks like it's about, I don't know, maybe 20 feet in diameter. Didn't seem very big. Didn't seem big enough to hold 2 10-foot men. Wouldn't you think you'd need something a little bigger than a... But anyways, apparently it crashed right into their back of their machine shed while they were working on their pickup truck, and something happened. All of a sudden, what the hell happened there? Is that the thing still playing, that intro? Jesus Christ. And there's door cam footage. There's police footage. There's footage all over the place of some bright blue light coming fucking shit fast hard into this part of town over here. And we're looking for them. They called the police. They said that it crashed. These two giant black men that were 10 feet tall, he said. 10 feet tall. First he said they were 8 feet tall. Then he said they were 9 feet tall. And then he said they were 10 foot tall, and they had really big eyes, and they looked at me. And then one of them went over to the tractor and tried to start it, the big front loader, apparently to, I don't know, unstick the spaceship. Maybe it got stuck. Apparently he was going to grab the tractor, the alien. He's going to grab the tractor, and he's going to unstick the UFO. And they said, well, why didn't you take a picture? And they said, everything went blank. All electronics just went vroom, gone. They saw the ship there, and then all of a sudden, within a split second, vroom, all the video footage has secretly been lost. Apparently, they looked at them, they looked at each other, and they ran away. So there's two 10-foot aliens roaming in Nevada somewhere. Probably in the deserts. We were looking for them. I got my big light. I got my cop light on the side of my Bronco over here, and we're gonna hunt them down. We're gonna hunt down these aliens. We're looking for them. We are looking for them, aren't we? Yeah. Actually, I'm just in the line at McDonald's. No. So give us a call tonight at 515-605-9354, where we are looking for aliens. Aliens are everywhere. And that's been the whole talk of town for the last week here, that the aliens crashed and they're running around somewhere, and we look for them everywhere. They check the tunnels. They check Trump Towers to make sure they drop Trump off. They've checked everywhere for these aliens, and no one's been able to see them. The cops went out. They couldn't see anything. They didn't see anything, but they left a circle. Now these guys aren't talking. They're not talking. Why? Why are they not talking? Hmm. The news crews called him up and said, can we come over and talk to you guys? We want to hear about it. They did an interview the first night with him. And he's like, yeah, man, the big fucking alien, man. Yeah, he, fucking eyes, man. He looked right at me, you know. Yeah. Yeah, man, he fucking, you know, no. He looked right at me with those eyes. Yeah, eyes. Snake eyes, they call him, or something like that. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Hoochie mama. He looking at me right in the eyes. They look at the big eyes. He look at me. He look at me.
He said, that was the interview. So apparently a Mexican gentleman and his two young teenage boys saw each other. They looked at each other. Apparently, the aliens just disappeared in the night. Apparently, they just turned around. Apparently, what really happened, I know. Finally, I'm like, finally. Finally, people are going to say I'm not crazy. We finally have alien sightings. And the truth is, you know, you want me to really break the truth down? The truth was it was two Somalian guys that are near 7 foot tall. They were indeed back there, one trying to get it, trying to start the tractor because he was trying to steal it. And another guy was the watch out. And they said, we're aliens. Stay away from us. And they opened their eyes really big. And they apparently lit off some kind of firework. But it wasn't aliens. It was just Somalian guys trying to steal a tractor. See how quick that gets out of control? You see how quick I got out of control and what the real truth is? Do we ever want to know the truth anymore? Do you want to tell the truth? So now, for weeks, people have been scared because I've been particularly scared because I don't want to be anally probed. Being anally probed, I think, would be below average. I don't think that's something you look forward to, especially from a 10-foot giant tree of a man. He was so big. He's extra grande. Oh, yeah, he big. He 10 foot tall, yay. Ay, ay, ay. I said, ay, ay, ay. I got my pantalones, yes. In the middle of the night, there's aliens roaming the streets, we thought, and I was scared of being anally probed and raped by giant 10-foot aliens. Tough. The tough life. Tough life you live here in Vegas. But I thought, oh, my God, what now? What now? Now we have to worry about giant 10-foot aliens raping us, stealing our plasma, or whatever the fuck they do over in that place. Give us a call tonight at 515-605-5354. And I'm going to call myself again to see if the phone lines are working. So I'm calling right now. And no, I'm not showing up on the screen, of course. Boy, we really got to get this thing fixed sooner than later. Or we're going to have to go somewhere else. I don't know what else to do. What else we can progress the show if we can't... the phone's to fucking work. All right, 2 weeks. 2 weeks we got, we'll have everything going. All right. Don't call us tonight because it's not going to fucking work. So don't even try. Every day I call the guy. Hey, did you get that fixed? Yep, you're ready to go. Oh, what's the problem? Oh, we had to change the numbers. I says, well, why can't I have my old number back? So that's what goes on behind the scenes. I'm fighting guys over phone numbers. So this phone number apparently doesn't work, so they're going to assign me a new phone number. Come on tonight, it's the same fucking number again. We got aliens. We got apparently aliens running the platform. The platform's still fucked with the phones, but we'll figure it out. I'm not worried about it. We got time. why doesn't the news tell the truth now? Why don't they go back and tell everybody that's scared that there's aliens running around town that it was two Somalian guys trying to steal a fucking tractor? I don't know. Is this one of the biggest insurance scams of all time? Sir, this is Jake from State Farm reviewing your claim. It says here that your tractor was stolen by aliens, and also there was some pretty bad damage to the property and fencing around the area from a alien life force crashing onto your property. After looking at your policy, sir, alien accidents are not covered in your policy. Oh, no, I give you money for insuring. No, you give me money. They stole my tractor. I'm sorry, we don't pay out on alien crashings. Is there anything else I can help you, sir, tonight? Because that is our final decision, and you will not be given any money. Thank you for being a customer of State Farm. No. I need my tractor to move. The aliens are still here. The car is still out in the back. No, you gotta pay. I pay you. You pay me. What do you mean there's no aliens? There's aliens. Why is there no aliens covered in your insurance? Poor Mexican guy loses his whole house, loses his tractor. People keep trying to interview these guys, trying to get more camera footage. We took a picture, but we don't see anything. Ay, ay, ay. They don't see no picture, no. No picture, no. Nothing there, nothing. These people are fucking crazy. I love crazy Mexican people. Those are my favorites. Those are my favorite crazies. Those are like Muppets. No. I'm crazy. Tequila. Those guys. Love those guys. They're the best. They're not very violent. They can't fight, so they're generally nice guys. Most of the, the homeless Mexican guys are pretty cool guys. Mexican guys are generally pretty cool cats. Especially this guy, you know, he's living in America. He's got his kids, his family there, and him and the boys are just working on the pickup truck. Next thing you know, goddamn alien crashes into him. State Farm won't even cover it. Thought we lived in America. I don't know what the fuck we live in now. Was it some kind of communist shit where you... We get attacked by aliens, we can't get cashing in our insurance policies? What the fuck is wrong with you? Aliens hit us. Goddamn Chinese bubbles and aliens and they're plucking America's virgin airspaces with their spacecrafts and aliens and 10-foot tree fools. I look with eyes, I look through you. It's all bullshit. They even made the local news believe it. It wasn't. There was no crash sound from anywhere. There wasn't that. If that giant spaceship crashed in the back, and it wasn't even that big, like I said, the size of the spaceship and the size of the two men that apparently came out of it, it doesn't. It's like. Imagine putting Shaq and, I don't know. Who's the other talk? Dikembe Mutombo and a VW bug and have them slam to earth and survive that. The story doesn't add up. And the news is so stupid. The guy calls the cops and he's like, I think he saw aliens, man. Aliens. The aliens are looking at me with the eyes. Eyes. They're looking at me with those eyes. It's all bullshit. They called 911. Said that the aliens had tried to steal their tractor. And the news believes them.
I'll tell you what, I believed him too. I did. I believed him for about 2 days. And I started doing some research. And the problem is they figured it out. It's Sudanese, they're Sudanese refugee dudes. I mean, like, they were giant dudes. They're giant black guys. And then at night, too. I mean, those guys are dark as night. I mean, they're straight up African black. I mean, that's the black of black, like almost purple. So they're sitting there trying to steal the tractor, and they just smile at them and stare, and they just kind of did the frozen thing where you're frozen. And they ran away, put a scare through the community of giant aliens coming to probe your asshole through the whole night. It's a tough, tough world, man. It's a tough, tough world, Las Vegas, we live in. So I got a call from Heather today. Hey, we all remember Heather. Yeah, Heather Leather. Yeah, Heather Leather. She's going to be on the show very soon. Look her up. She's like the next Barbie doll. Heather Leather's coming up. Heather Leather coming up on Saturday night. And if we don't get the fucking phone lines fixed before Saturday night, so we have Heather Leather on here, I'm going to fucking lose my shit. I'm going to lose my shit. All right, enough about the aliens tonight. Damn, I wish it was fucking real. I do. I wanted, so, my lifetime, there's got to be proof by now. There's cameras everywhere. Now the aliens have technology to black out cameras. And they asked the family, did you have cameras? And they're like, yeah, we put up all these high-tech cameras around the whole compound. But for some reason, as soon as the crash came, all the cameras went out for 3 minutes. The aliens are not real. Unfortunately. They're just black dudes trying to steal a tractor. That's all it was.
He tried to steal my tractor, and he took it. He took the tractor, and all I could see is his eyes looking at me, looking. Looking at me, yeah.
Apparently they weren't wide, though. They were tall and skinny. Very tall and skinny. I guess if you can fit two 10-foot guys on a 20-foot trailer, the aliens are going to be fairly skinny, I guess. I guess they have to lay next to each other, right? That's kind of an odd thing, isn't it? So that's been the excitement here in Las Vegas this week. That's really been the thing leading up this weekend. I know tomorrow's night's Friday night. It's big party night tomorrow night, right? Tomorrow night we might just do a single X sex show tomorrow night. I think the single X sex show might happen tomorrow night, which is the wild and mild version of the triple X sex show. Huh? No. No, we're not going to do that. We'll be back again tomorrow night. But I'm telling you, it's time for America to tell the fucking truth, man, about the aliens. I'm going to tell you the truth right now about everything, okay? There are no aliens. There are no aliens. With the amount of drones, basically, a drone will fucking crash in your backyard and you're going to automatically think it's a goddamn spaceship. With the amount of drones, the amount of techniques we can shoot off into the sky now, the amount of smart pyrotechnics, aliens don't exist. Look at the cameras. There's estimated to be almost up to a trillion cameras in the world. That's how many cameras we've sold over since the existence of time, since the guys that had the fucking dynamite. They had to light a stick of dynamite to take a picture of you. There's cameras everywhere. In every single shot, blurry. Can't really make out what it is. But goddamn, that's a UFO because we can't identify it. There's aliens everywhere. They're in the tunnels of Vegas. The grays are in the Vegas tunnels. That's what they that's what they say. No, it's not the grays. It's the gays that are in the tunnels. See. Gay heroin addicts. It's street urchins and human rats that live in their tunnels in Vegas. So there are no aliens. That's the truth. You can sit and, you know, I sat and I, for years, 20 years now, I think probably since I was a child, I wanted to find aliens. I wanted to find aliens. I read every book. I've talked, listened to every podcast. I've listened to everything on aliens, aliens, aliens. And guess what? There's no fucking proof anywhere. Area 51, Area 51. You, ain't nothing going on in Area 51. Do you think since they've been outed, they're going to put any new alien artifacts in Area 51? There's people sitting there on the roads with binoculars. If there's any type of aliens brought into custody to Area 51, people would notice. If I learned one thing over the years, is the government's stupid. They don't have some elite alien crew that's going to come like Men in Black and wipe everybody's memories of the aliens, all right? There's no aliens. That's the truth. There are no aliens. Sorry. You know what else there isn't? No such thing. Ghosts. Ghosts and aliens are things that are made up in your mind. They're wasting your time. And they're not real. Time to tell the truth about everything out there. But the truth is there's no fucking aliens. I got very, 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 very excited that there were aliens. But now finding out they're just some Somalians kind of bums me out. And that's what we bring here. We bring the truth. The truth is it's time to tell it. That's it for the live show. I want to thank everybody for listening. Come back tomorrow night, Friday night. Single XX show. Tomorrow night, Friday night. Believe it or not. We're going to go on early as we can. So watch the socials as the high hip podcast. Hey, watch the socials. Check, click on the links. And don't like or subscribe this fucking broadcast because I don't make money, so it doesn't matter what the fuck you do. Just listen to it. I don't want anything from you. Just your ears. I don't want you to like. I don't want you to subscribe. I don't want you to do any fucking thing. I just want you to listen to the show, okay? And it's time to tell the truth. Good night, everybody.
Smoke a cigarette, and I know I've had enough. Mass whiskey, get another paper cup. Didn't know it, babe, but your cup was running over. Time to do it right, but it's time to do it over. And I lay awake, babe, dreamers never sleep. No, they don't. Time to play cards, read of the week. Oh, that's all. Well, I always heard it said that the truth will set you free. Another shooting star falls. Try to save it, but you don't want to hear me. Take one good look. These are tears of fury.
catastrophe. Yeah. I don't want to know social activities anymore, anymore. If the world loves a bad guy, well then, how about the dog? I was first one to get in, baby. I'm the last one out. Professor Lovey, baby.
Live show podcast. I got it right again. Post live show podcast. We got just a couple minutes left because we ran a little long. That fucking intro song was just, I think, 47 minutes long. Holy shit. Broke every podcast rule. Like, your intro should be no longer than about 36 seconds. And I ran one, I think, about 47 minutes tonight. So lose-lose for you, huh? Sucks for you to listen to this show. You're the one that's dumb enough to listen to it. Not me. I ain't listening to this shit. I'm just kidding. Got our numbers in from last night. We're down. We're down to 67,000. We lost almost 20,000 listeners last night. So that's weird. It's kind of weird. But what I'm learning is we're our distribution channels are getting a little sticky for this show. So. We're working on it. And then I found out my show is being run somewhere where I don't want it to be run, but it's doing fairly well there. So I don't, it's a moral dilemma. So we'll talk about that tomorrow or next week. Or when we relaunch on July 1st. I don't know, we'll talk about it later. But that's it for tonight. Like everybody listening for the alien episode. Yeah, I know it was very intriguing. I was very excited, like I said, but there are no aliens in Las Vegas. I know. And then eventually, you know, one night you're sitting in a McDonald's parking lot, eating a Big Mac, French fries, and a strawberry shake. Yeah, I am a psychotic guy that likes the strawberry shakes. And I'm just looking into the sky. I got my top rolled down. It's fairly nice. I love when it cools down here in Vegas. I get to kind of just sit here in a McDonald's parking lot and just kind of do a program, which is fucking weird. It's weird. I used to have a whole fucking entire fucking studio. It's weird where I am right now. And it, weirdly, it sounds better this way, but I digress, right? I digress. I don't know why I say that constantly. It's fucking annoying. I digress. Well, that's all we have time for tonight. We ran out. Oh, where I was going with that, we still have, okay, we got plenty of time. So sometimes you just sit in a place by yourself, and I've been here now. I don't even know where we're at now. It's been a really fucking turbulent 3 weeks. I haven't even been here a month yet. But tonight I just kind of realized that I'm kind of here by myself. Which right now there's a hot heather leather looking chick sitting next to me right now in my Jeep, but it's the Jeep seat. Well, did I just say Jeep? Oh, I need to be shot. I need to be slapped. Jeep? Drive that cheap shit. You fucking douchebags. Only douchebags drive Jeeps. I drive a Bronco. Fuck you. A Jeep. Why did I say Jeep? But I look over at my Bronco seat. It's not filled. I'll go home tonight and it'll just be me. My giant television and PlayStation and large amounts of marijuana and alcohol and sit on my deck and smoke cigarettes and drink vodka until the sun comes up and I go to bed. It's a very lonely existence, and it's tough. I'm telling you, it's very tough. Why do you guys get married? Why do you guys lay next to those ungrateful pigs? For what? A little sex once in a while? You don't even get sex anymore if you've been married long enough. What's the allure? I'm not fucking lonely a bit. My house is a man cave. Because it's my fucking house. And I decorate it the way I want to. It's my fucking house. Ain't no woman coming in here and changing that. I sit here every goddamn night having the time of my life. And you're sitting there miserable. And you say, well, you know, you should probably settle down. You probably don't you get lonely? Yeah, I'm really lonely right now looking at the mountains. Dipping my Big Mac in my extra Mac sauce that I got online because I ordered online. And you can buy the extra Mac sauce now. It's fucking crazy. Then I look over and there's nobody sitting there, but there's also nobody sitting there going, "Give me my fries are cold." I told them I only wanted half the onions. They put full onions. And can we just go somewhere else? This is nasty. I don't know why we had to go here anyway. There's none of that going on right now. It's just me in my McDonald's staring into the western sky with a smile on my face. Yeah, I'm really, really upset that there's nobody special in my life sitting next to me. It's pretty tough. Pretty tough, you know, having the bed to myself and getting a good night's sleep and not getting punched or kicked or yelled at or screamed at or somebody tell me when I need to get up in the morning. But I'm really missing out on that. I'm really lonely. Good night, everybody.
and saw an alien. He came on down. Oh, yeah. The alien comes. Alien? I'll tell you what, alien. Primo always rises to the top. And aliens belong on the bottom.
That is the worst Macho Man. Because I'm literally sitting in the middle of a parking lot now with my top and the doors off my Bronco tonight. My Bronco? I really wish I would have got a white one. Because then it would have been a lot cooler experience to go to the drive-thru at McDonald's tonight and get a couple of quarter pounders like OJ and Kato did the night of the murders. But that's kind of weird. I mean, OJ goes to his kid's recital and comes home. He's hungry. He's got to go. He got to leave to Chicago in about 4 hours. So he's going to go get some McDonald's with Kato. They go get some McDonald's. They go through the drive-thru. They get quarter pounders with cheese. OJ got the regular Coke, which was very, very surprising. I thought OJ would be a Diet Coke kind of guy, but no, OJ got the regular Coke. Kato, I believe, got a regular Coke, too, and they both got the, I think they supersized. They was supersizing back then. I believe they supersized. Yes, OJ and Kato supersized. And they drove home. So that leaves 3 hours for OJ to murder his wife and get on an airplane. And I'm going to tell you what happened. Do you really want to know what really happened? This guy named Charlie. We all know who Charlie is. Right? Ben Stevenson. Ben Stevenson went over and says, I'm going to scare that little motherfucker that's fucking your wife. I'm going to fucking frighten that little fucker and tell him never to fucking come around. But fucking hero came around, tried to karate kick him, tried to do his fancy karate. Charlie, we'll just call him Charlie. Okay, well, I would say his real name over and over again for litigation reasons, right? You're going to sue a fucking broke-ass motherfucker? He went over and killed him. He's the one that came, drove the Bronco back. He had the Bronco. OJ let Charlie use that Bronco whenever he wanted. He had keys. He had keys to the Bronco. He went over to scare that punk. That punk tried to give him some karate kicks. And Charlie laughed at him. And he fucking stabbed that motherfucker. And fucking took him out. Because Charlie, he knows how to kill. He's been with the El Laguanta cartels. As he's standing over that bitch's body, that Ron Goldman, Mr. Karate. That karate did you real good that day, didn't it, Goldman? Yeah, pussy. Couldn't even keep a psychotic train killer away with your karate. You got murdered. Karate didn't save you, Karate Kid Goldman. Maybe it's because you didn't have your glasses on, nerd. Maybe that nerd would have his glasses on. Maybe she'd still be alive. A fucking nerd with his karate. When guys start doing karate shit in front of you, you want to fucking murder him. It's like that Indiana Jones scene where the guy comes out and he's fucking whipping the fucking knives around. He's all fucking crazy and he looks like he's going to chop your head up, and Indiana just pulls out a pistol and shoots him. That's what that karate did to Charlie that night. It drove Charlie crazy because Charlie doesn't like karate. Charlie don't do karate. And Charlie took Ron Goldman's life. And then he turned around and saw Nicole. And as she turned around, he said he couldn't leave a witness. And grabbed her from the back of the thing and slashed her throat open almost like a fucking Pez dispenser. Her head almost completely fell off. He took off the glove, the knit hat. Those were on Charlie. Into the Bronco with the Bruno Mali shoes that OJ was going to throw out and give to Goodwill, and Charlie's like, those are some good shoes, OJ. How about you give me some of the, how about I get to try them shoes on? I'll just take them from you. Those are $5,000 shoes, motherfucker. I'll take them old ass shoes. I'll go down and get them tailored. See, they didn't bring up the trial of Charlie's tailored shoes at the local shoe repair place, did they? No, they never did. Charlie comes over, tells OJ what happened. OJ loses his fucking mind. Charlie fucking come at OJ. Cut his fucking finger and hand open. OJ in shock. He was fighting with that man as the limo driver is pushing the button. OJ is in a fight for his life with Charlie. He subdues Charlie, locks him in the room, and leaves. Gets on a flight to Chicago, where he finds out that his wife was murdered, and Karate Kick and Goldman it was also murdered. And so much for a guard dog, it just sits there and cries like a little bitch. The dog just cried like a bitch. Didn't even fucking... It's like, dude, what kind of... Your dog just cries? He didn't, like, try to bite Charlie? It's crazy. So OJ, no, he did not kill his wife and Ron Goldman. He didn't have the strength. He didn't have the time. This is an arthritic 60-something-year-old man is taking out Karate Kickin' Jones? I don't think so. OJ was innocent. That was, the glove didn't fit. The DNA in the hat didn't match. The blood in OJ's house came from when Charlie cut him with that knife that he used to kill. Later on, Kardashian was brought over when no one was there yet. This is early in the night. After OJ left, he called Kardashian and said, you got to go let Charlie out and let him fucking cool the fuck down and get him on a fucking flight to fucking Ecuador. That's where Charlie resides currently to this day, a free man after murdering two people. And that's the truth. Plain and simple. OJ did not kill his wife. OJ wasn't even there. It's all Charlie. All Charlie. So all these years of fighting with each other, he's innocent. He's guilty. He's innocent. He's the juice. Why would the juice go over and murder his wife? Juice, the nicest black man in America. He's going to go over and murder his wife? Come on. It's the juice. He's fucking Norman. He's the guy from the Naked Gun movies. He's not going to fucking murder his wife. Oh, gee. Which plan? You suckers will believe anything. You suckers believe in aliens. You believe in Magic Man in the Sky, listens to all your thoughts, and watches every movie you make. You go to Sunday to confess to a guy that's already seen everything. So it's like, so God's going to sit there and watch a movie, and then on Sunday, on my day off, I have to sit here and listen to you describe to me what I've seen all week. Does it make any sense? When you think about what you're doing, does it make any sense to give your paychecks to these? Does it make sense to you? You got to have faith. I get all these emails from a lot of these creeps all the time. It's like, you need to give up the drugs, son. Find God. Trade drugs for God. And I'm like, the only reason I have to be on drugs is because of all you people who believe in God that really fuck up my life. When I was in the church of that basement getting pounded by that youth pastor over and over again, where was God then? Why are these guys aren't? Why that guy molested over 70 kids in my town. You know how many days he did in jail? Zero. Zero days.
He's still molesting children to this day in that basement. He actually was the minister at Chloe's funeral. I wonder why I can't show up to a funeral in my hometown anymore, huh? But yet, keep believing. Keep believing in that. That's a son that, you know, send your children to Sunday school, and next thing you know, they're getting anally raped constantly. But that's fine. Whatever. Believe in that guy. Keep confessing to the shit he already knows that you did. But are you going to lie to him? I didn't do it. Hey, God, didn't do it. I know you saw everything. I know you're like Santa Claus. Like, eventually you find out Santa Claus is not real, but you still think, geez, he used to watch over everything too. But God doesn't want you, no. The surveillance cameras do. That's the only one watching you. God's not watching you. Some fucking geek in a fucking room full of monitors watches you. Watch yourself. That photo could record you at any time. You don't even know it. It's time to tell the truth. That's all we have time for tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening once again. And good night, everybody. Have a great night. Oh, did I mention that Danny Masterson, by the way? He's not guilty, and he didn't do anything wrong. And I have to keep seeing this bullshit. And we got an episode coming up that's going to fucking blow everybody's fucking minds with the fucking truth, because that's what we do here. We tell the truth. We don't do anything for clicks. We don't do anything for money. We don't do anything for, we don't do it for fame. We do this program for the truth. That's all I care about. I care about smoking weed and learning the truth. Good night. What a fucking dork. What a fucking dork. Thank God nobody listens to this rambling of the end of the night. Good night, everybody. Oh, yeah, I forgot to say, Leah Remini, star of... I think she was... Wasn't she on that show with that lady with the thing, with the red hair and the Miss Garrett and the... Was she on the Facts of Life? Wasn't she like the mechanic chick or something on that? I don't know. Of course, King of Queens. And then nothing else because she's a shitty actress and her ass and thighs are so fat. You can't cover that up with a suit jacket anymore, honey. Sorry. You're nothing but a fat old cunt that nobody wants. And you buried a man, put him in prison, so you could get clicks on your YouTube channel because you're that fucking pathetic of a woman. Seems funny. Not a lot of people are speaking against Scientology. You know why? Because there's nothing bad to say about it. And sorry, you couldn't live up to their ethical standards to be in that church. Scientologists want you to be accountable. And they want you to be good people, and you're not a good person. That's why you got thrown out of that church, because you're a horrible person, and you're a cunt who wears ugly pantsuits now and puts more fucking makeup on her face than fucking Bozo the Clown did in 1975 in WGN Chicago. My God, when did I turn into Dennis Miller? Fucking. Why, he does the old cha-cha from the go-na-cha. I'm leaving. Good night.